Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Just thinking out loud, this is live radio, right? Not get saved. Just got a thought right during the intro here, and Charles Finney said, what to preach to make sure that people don't get saved. And I was just thinking, maybe I should preach that. Maybe that'd be a good topic for America today. Because what we're going to be talking about is exposed again and again and again and again. And I know those people listening right now, there's just some of them out there. Oh, he's going to blame us for everything that's going on here. Oh yeah, he's going to sit there and tell us we're the responsible party for all the bad things going on over there in Washington, D.C. Oh, praise be Jesus on Sundays. Oh, praise be the Lord. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. Oh, wow, that doesn't jive with the way I'm living my life. Maybe Bradley's right. I mean, after all, he's holding to the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitution. Maybe that's what it is. You know, the Bible says that a faithful witness delivereth souls, not to those that just make a broad sweep concerning the issues of the day and talking about who's responsible. I mean, 86% of the American people that profess to be Christians, you're called to be the light of society that reproves darkness. I don't see the reproving going on. I do see a lot of people today, though, that call themselves Christians, magnifying the darkness over the light. And yet, when I read the Word of God, which I read every day of my life, I can't find that. No, I can't find that nowhere. I'm going to get to that in just a couple of minutes here, friends. Exposed again and again and again and again. And I just want to show you some things before we get into our topic. There's going to be several for those people that still are not caught up into understanding what it is when it comes to chemtrails. They are spraying like mad here. This drought that's taking place in the Midwest, it's all man-made. I mean, there's no question about it. Now, I shouldn't say all of it, but a good portion of it is, no doubt. Today it's nice and warm. Yesterday it was cold. It was snowing yesterday. We had a blanket of snow concerning our county yesterday in the state of Minnesota. And today it's completely gone. It's like a spring day again. And that's all you have to do is just look up, notice the airplanes dropping chemtrails over the county, and everything makes perfect sense. But for those that still haven't caught on to what this is all about, again, I want you to listen carefully. This is for the new listener, new viewer, okay? The Lord shall make the rain of thy powder, the land powder, and dust from heaven, it shall come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. Well, you're telling me the Lord is prophesying a long time ago about the airplanes dropping down this powder that's going to destroy us? Well, here, let me say it again. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust, and that's exactly what they're spraying down. down on the people. That's why they have respiratory problems. And if you check out Deuteronomy 28, verse 24, you'll find that's not under the blessing categories. It's under the cursings. The curses belong to the disobedient, to the wicked, to those that know to do right and do it not. We have a brand new billboard up in my county. It's right on the corner where literally thousands of people see it every day. And it's a quote by Edmund Burke where he was incorrect. Again, I have respect for him, but we've all heard that evil prevails because good men do nothing. Well, I put up a billboard that said there could be nothing further from the truth. Good men do not allow evil to prevail. So understand the definition of good before you put yourself into the category of being good in Christ, okay? So with that said, I want to show you this because, again, a lot of people are not aware of this. But this is indisputable. You cannot deny what you're about to see on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe to that page. And or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page. Again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And again, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want you to see for yourself what is being sprayed down upon the land in the United States of America coming from military airplanes. We're showing visuals of the inside of the airplanes as well, the barrels of chemtrail that they're actually spraying down on the people. And it's all organized. They have people that are on computers inside of the planes. You can see the jet fuselages that are coming outside of the plane and the big canteens inside of the plane and then the sprayers on the back side of the plane. And again, this isn't a thing that's being done in the corner, friends. It's being done right in front of our faces in America. And it's really easy to research, but just so you understand as to where all this stuff is coming from and what it's doing to the people. Look at the health, the side effects. It's incredible. And keep in mind, government's known for creating the problem, and then they come in and they bring about the resolve, right? That's nothing new under the sun. But this is all indisputable. You cannot refute this information in any sense of the word, and this is what's happening all across the United States of America. So we see that. We know it's happening. There's no question about it. As a matter of fact, Congress has even acknowledged it. We know that this has been going on in the United States of America since 1968, okay? And so city, as they call themselves, officials all the while know what's going on. They know that they're being sprayed upon. They know what's being sprayed upon. And these chemicals, we played several pieces, even from the mainstream media and their useful idiots, acknowledging chemtrails. So, folks, if you notice it's a little warm in your area, why don't you look up and see if there's lines, white lines, that are spraying down this powder that is sent from the Lord in judgment, Deuteronomy 28, verse 24. And I'm humored when people say, oh, really, is it directly from the Lord? Well, let me say it this way. If you're not going to bless the Lord for his blessings, you're going to bless him under his cursings, or you might call it a curse. But the fact of the matter is he gets the last word in, right? And that is exactly what is happening here today in America. Folks, there's so much we could cover today, but what we're going to do is when we come back, I'm just going to kind of lay out a little bit of a premise, and then I'm going to lay it on you, and then I'm going to show you the American politician, and I'm going to equate it to the AK-47. Well, you say to yourself, Bradley, what does the AK-47 have to do with anything? Well, the Lord gave me the revelation to create this parable. Why don't you check it out and tell me if you catch on to what it is I'm trying to share with you in opening your eyes. Cool? Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Highlighting exposed again, okay? Why? Well, because the Bible clearly tells us in the book of Exodus, I just went through the whole Torah, again, the Decalogue, the five books of Moses, and interestingly enough, the Lord said, they know not my voice. And then the Lord comes behind that and says, they'll know me in judgment. And if you look at Jeremiah 9:24, for those that post onto social media platforms, do your best to keep up, because I really appreciate the fact that you're posting these scriptures on there. Go ahead to Jeremiah 9:24, and you'll understand the heart of God. It's judgment that we might know righteousness. And you can put that up against Isaiah 26, verse 9. Also, Isaiah 51, verse 4. Also, go over to Psalm 97, if you get a moment. You'll understand real quick, friends. And the Bible clearly tells us in the book of Proverbs 28, I believe it's verse 5. I'm just going to go there just to make sure. I like double-checking all of this at all times. And I do, if I'm not absolutely positive as to what I'm saying, I always go back and confirm it for you. But again, my memory serves me right, and so does the Holy Ghost when he bears witness. 28 verse 5, Proverbs, evil men understand not judgment, and yet they declare that they serve the living God. Isn't that crazy how that works? But the Bible says right after that in verse 5, chapter 28 of Proverbs, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. Exposed again is kind of a smack in the face to the American people that allow it to happen over and over again when it comes to corruption concerning those that are to serve we the people. First, starting in the church, okay? And we see what happens in the church. They use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Galatians 5:13, read it when you get a moment, okay? They're using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, and they're doomed. The Lord's going to look at them and say, I never knew you. You're workers of iniquity, okay? Lawlessness. You knew not my son. You knew not scripture. You didn't understand it. You rested it throughout your lifetime and believing that you were mine when in fact you weren't. I came to magnify what the antinomianists mean to do away with. Okay? And that is not scripture. It's not the Lord. And again, what we're doing, we're setting the record straight to put the backbone on that outside of what I've already established here. Also go to Isaiah 8, verse 20. And I want you to hear what this has to say as well, friends. Isaiah 8, 20. Because this is what we all need to hear. To them, the Bible says in Isaiah 8:20, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. That's right. There's no light in them. They're at war with God's moral law. They're at war with his government. Matter of fact, it tells us in Micah 3:5, it tells us that the false prophets set the people at war with God. Okay, that's exactly what's happening here today. Exactly what's happening here in this country today. If we understand who we were, how we've been saved, what we've been saved from, and what we've been saved for, we would not tolerate what many tolerate today. Okay? Just want to make clear we're all on the same page here. I'm going to take this phone call from David really quick in Prattville, Alabama, before we get to the next point, because I am changing up points. I don't know what just happened there, David. Call back again. Calling in from Alabama, you just fell off. 1-866-582-9933. So we're going to get over to that in just a moment. Before we do that, I want to get over to this. I want you to see this, because they are unabashed, literally. They are coming out with a horse forehead. We have a woman named Alexandria Hunt. Her running slogan to be a part of Congress is, I kid you negative. You ready for this? And I'm sorry I even have to highlight this. I really honestly am. The running slogan for Alexandria Hunt is this. I'm going to do my best to pull up a picture really quick. And I think we're doing that. Yep, we are. Just hang on a second. Look at the top left, friends. These are T-shirts that Alexandria Hunt is selling. And what it states, folks, that are listening to us on 155, 156 different outlets across the country, is Alexandria Hunt, her running slogan is Elect Hoes, H-O-E-S, whores, prostitutes. She's a former sex worker who's running for Congress. She wants to legalize drugs, hard drugs. Okay? Again, you can't make it up. David, you're going to have to hold on for a minute. Aristotle said this. He said there's only one way to avoid criticism. Listen carefully. This is why we're talking about exposed again. We're talking about, again here, friends, concerning the exposés, Luke 12:2, of corrupt politicians once again, and others in bureaucracies and agencies, and the list goes on, because the American people have allowed it to go on again and again and again. There's only one way to avoid criticism. Do nothing. Say nothing. And be nothing. That's exactly right. A man that can go through this life unscathed and have zero enemies is one man that is not doing anything for anybody, not even the devil. I hope you heard me right. But isn't it interesting? We're talking about there's only one way to avoid criticism, do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing. But yet we have a sex worker running for Congress who's running on the slogan, Elect Hoes, that wants to legalize drugs, and she wants to legalize prostitution. And folks, she's not avoiding criticism. She's doing something. She's saying something. And she's becoming something, regardless if it's good or bad. And in this particular case, we know where she's going. But she's right. She's absolutely right in what she's doing, because she believes it enough to do it. Faith without works is dead. She's at least showing you her reprobate carnal faith in what she's doing, while most are sitting back laughing at her, making comments like she'll never make it in a million years. Hey folks, just for the record, these are the sort of people that are already inside government. These are the type of people that are already incumbent, that are doing their best, trying to cover for their crimes that they're guilty of, that she's exposing and coming out and being transparent about. So what's the difference? She's not hiding anything. Absolutely not. Again, there's only one way, Americans, to avoid criticism. Do nothing. You've heard this. Hey, folks, let me say it this way. If you're happy with the status quo in this false peace that we live in today, when there is no peace, You go on with your bad self, because what you're doing is you're allowing the evil to dig the hole even further and deeper for more people to fall into, while you sit back and do nothing because you want to just hold on to the status quo. You want to hold on to the false peace that's established here today. And it is a false peace. Hey, folks, babies are being murdered. The sodomites are attacking normal people, law-abiding Americans. You got a government that attacks those that are doing good and gives a pass to those that are doing evil, Psalm 12:8, and then you wonder why you have it that way, and the list goes on. Look at all the unconstitutional wars, and I've said it so many times before, but look at all the scandals they've been busted in. Look at the murders that they're responsible for. Look at the drug trafficking that many of these agencies are responsible for. What about child trafficking in the United States? We all know who the bad guys are. We all know all the bad things that are going on. But more importantly, again, we know their names. But yet, they get busted again, and the conservatives and the professed Christians of the day come out and they highlight another crime of the same person that's been busted 1,000 times, and the good people, 350 million people in the country, sit back and they do nothing but allow them to go ahead and do it again. And then they have the audacity to sit back and say, well, we only have 8 months before it's all over with. This is the new thing, by the way. Y'all heard this? There's only 8 months left of America now. Oh, yeah, I've been hearing this for 23 years that I've been in the church. It's the end times. It's the end times. I'm not going there today, but it's the point that they throw their hands up in the air. The 329.5 million people throw their hands up in the air, and they allow the 1.7% of the population to do the things that they do. Oh, my God. And then they have the idea, and the Lord's looking at them with disgust. The Bible says he's angry with the wicked every day. And who are the wicked? Those that sit back and allow the evil to do what they do. Read Psalm 94, verse 16. The Lord's looking for those that will stand up and fight against the workers of iniquity in righteousness. In righteousness, that we might know him. The Lord's honored upon the wicked, friends, if that's what they so choose. Just ask the Lord when he said he'd be honored upon the head of Pharaoh and the army of Egypt, and the Egyptians. Yes, he was honored upon the heads of the wicked. I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I want to get back to this, and I want you to check this out. Alexandria Hunt's running slogan is this: elect hoes. Former sex worker runs for Congress, wants to legalize drugs and prostitution. Wow. The American people are now standing back, watching the debased and immoral reprobates running for office. And what do? They get on the radio show and they highlight the same criminal for the same crime for the 50th time over the last 30 or 40 years. Again, Jonah 2:8 comes to my aid. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. How do you help a people like that? 1-866-582-9933.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russia's foreign minister says his country is beginning a new phase of the war in Ukraine. Sergei Lavrov saying in an interview with India Today, it would be a very important moment of this entire special operation. Lavrov adding that Russia is against using nuclear weapons against Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki appears to be hinting that the Department of Justice will appeal a federal judge's decision to strike down the mask mandate on planes and other forms of public transportation.
We obviously feel confident in our authorities here, given we put the mask mandate in place and asked for 15 additional days to evaluate data based on public health information.
The judge ruled an extension of the mandate was unconstitutional because the CDC violated administrative law. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration says it plans to make it easier for lower-income student loan borrowers to get debt forgiveness through an existing program that has enrolled millions of people but provided few with relief. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced they are lifting Title 42 authority at the end of May. Title 42 gave the U.S. broad authority to deport anyone coming from a country where diseases like COVID-19 are spreading. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick estimates what the illegal immigration numbers could be on Fox Business.
If Title 42 is lifted, the projection is 18,000 people a day. If you project that out, even if it's not 18,000 every day, you're somewhere between 4 and 6 million people this year.
Immigration advocates argue Title 42 has been used more as a political tool than to protect the health of Americans. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. For the sake of getting over to David, I don't know what happened there, David, but you've been holding on for about 11 minutes. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, David. What say you, my friend?
Hi, Mr. Dean. I just wanted to thank you for, especially this past weekend. You were just on fire. I'm sitting there romping and stomping up and down my house singing Bring It Down, Brother Dean. When you were talking about Easter and asking, you know, what has Easter got to do with bunnies and things like that and all the things you were saying, and I've got post notes all over my desk of all these verses that just roll off your computer screen on Rumble. I'm Gina's one son.
Hold on a second, they're not running off the computer screen, brother. They're running out of my heart. Just so you understand, I'm not cheating here, brother. Nope, either it's in my heart. The Bible says we're written epistles for all men to read. Either it comes out of my heart and I'm Holy Ghost led, or I have no business being here whatsoever. The only time I go to the computer is oftentimes people say to me, Bradley, can you read off those scriptures? And it's like, guys, I mean, what else do you need me to do? And I'm not saying that vindictively or begrudgingly, but I am saying I'm doing what I can do here. So when I'm kicking these out, it's as the Holy Ghost gives it, it goes right out my mouth, and I know exactly what it is, and that's how it comes, David, and it's pretty cool, that gift. There's no question about it. But for the record, the only time I go to Scripture is when I feel that I need to really kind of read it out for some people, and sometimes it adds too. It really does. So just wanted to make it clear as to how this works here.
Awesome. Yeah, well, I got post-it notes all over my desk whenever a verse comes across. You know, I just write it down and just bam. So I really appreciate that. And, you know, my daily King James that I found, believe it or not, in the trash has been a blessing to me. So, you know, keep up the good work. You have no idea how much I appreciate it. Let me say hey to Bethany and all them on Rumble.
You got it, David. Thank you, brother. I totally appreciate it. 1-866-582-9933. Highlighting this really quick, and then we're going to get to the main point here, which it's going line upon line, precept upon precept. We have a former stripper running for Congress, and her slogan is "Elect Hoes." I'm not even kidding you. Now, these are the type of people that are going to take precedent, and they're going to bear rule over you if you don't stand up and be the law, Americans. This is what I've reiterated for 17 years on radio. And man, I'll tell you what, if you want to be entertained, go over to other people, because that's what they're doing. And they're getting you so confused, and they're getting you so caught up onto another topic on a daily basis. Somehow or another, people are entertained by the fact that they're losing their freedoms. Not me. That's not me. Okay? Look at this. The UFA just reported former stripper runs for office. This is what's going on in America today. Alexandria Hunt is a former sex worker turned politician who is quite a turnaround. Hunt had an abortion when she was 18 because she said she wanted a better life for her child, the child that she murdered, Proverbs 6:17. She certainly thinks and speaks like her said party, the unconstitutional Democrats, just like the Republicans. Hunt, who is financing her own run for Congress by selling smut on her fans, only page wants to make abortions easier to get, legalize hard drugs, and legalize prostitution. Okay, this is what's happening. I want you to see some of these post-its. Alexandria Hunt said, shout out from Fox News for a very detailed coverage of the abortion I had 18 years ago and why I made that decision, which I have never regretted. Well, it's a good thing your mama and your daddy obeyed God when he said, thou shalt not kill, right? It's the sixth commandment of Exodus 20. And that's how American law is premised, my little sister. Over here, who needs to be saved, right? Someone needs to hold the law of God up in front of her face and drive her to the foot of the Savior, Galatians 3:24, okay? But look at that. Former stripper running for Congress. Now she's talking about climate change. Then she has another posted here. When I began speaking publicly about working as a stripper and making an honest living, this is how backward she is, I was pushed out of my job as a soccer coach. She said, what's interesting is while Matt Gaetz, she's telling you the truth, has been under investigation for having sex with a minor and sex trafficking, yet he's remained in Congress. Isn't it interesting how these reprobates know how to tell the truth most better than that of professed Christians in America? She's exactly right. So, and that was the point that I was making at the very beginning. What's the difference between Alexandria Hunt and Matt Gaetz? Or Joe Biden? Or Donald Trump? What's the difference, folks? There isn't any. There isn't any at all. See, so here's my conclusion, okay, and then we're going to get to the main topic. The American people need to come to terms with the fact that sitting back and making fun of these sort of people that mean to control your lives is in fact no joke. In fact, if they have it their way, this sick joke will be on you. Read Proverbs 12:24 when you get a moment, okay? It's time for the American people to take their place in American government, because either we take it back or else we're going to lose the whole thing. It's just that simple. Either we take it back or we're going to lose the whole thing. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, I want to play this for you, and it's relatively short, but I want you to pay attention to the details of the information that I'm using in a parable to try to show you something in the natural, that which the Holy Ghost means to teach you, okay? You got to pay attention to the details here. It's called The American Politician and the AK-47, okay? You'll get it if you pay attention. The American Politician and the AK-47. Check this out. The American people in the AK-47? Diversion, diversion, diversion. What do you mean? Folks, did you hear about the AK-47 that was used recently to kill 50 people?
50 people were slaughtered this week with the use of an AK-47. I said, 50 people were killed with an AK-47. Did you know that the AK-47 was originated in the Soviet Union? Did you know that the service history of the AK-47 has been since 1949 to the present? Did you know that the designer of the AK-47 was Mikhail Kalashnikov and designed in 1946 to 1948? Did you hear about the AK-47 that was used to kill 50 people, friends? 50 people were slaughtered this week with the use of an AK-47. I said 50 people were killed with an AK-47 this week. The AK-47 was manufactured by Ismash and various others, including Norinco, and produced in 1949 to 1959. The number of AK-47s built, 75 million to 100 million. Did you know that the weight of the AK-47 without the magazine is 3.47 kgs? That's 7.7 pounds. The magazine empty, 0.43 kgs. That's 0.95 pounds. That's an earlier issue. 0.33 kgs, that's 0.73 pound. 0.25 kg, which is 0.55 pound. That's the light alloy. Did you hear about the AK-47 that was used to kill 50 people? It was terrible. 50 people were slaughtered this week with the use of an AK-47. Now, the length of the AK-47 with a fixed wooden stock is 880 mm. That's 35 IN. 875 mm. That's with the folding stock extended. The barrel's length of the AK-47 is 415 mm. That's 16.3 inches. The cartridge of the AK-47 is 7.62 times 39 mm.
I'm showing you all the details of the weapon.
Rotating bolt rate of fire. The muzzle velocity is 715 m/s. That's 2,350 feet. Did you know that the cyclic rate of fire is 600 rounds per minute of the AK-47? The practical rate of fire for the AK-47 is semi-auto, 40 rounds per minute, full automatic, 100 rounds per minute. Effective firing range for the AK-47 is 350 m. That's 380 yards. The feed system for the AK-47 is 30-round detachable box magazine. There are also 5-minus, 10-minus, 20-minus, and 40-minus round box and 75-minus and 100-minus round drum magazines available for the AK-47. And the sights on the AK-47 are 100 to 800 m adjustable iron sights radius. That's 378 mm. That's 14.9 IN. Did you hear about the AK-47 that was used recently to kill 50 people? 50 people were slaughtered this week with the use of an AK-47. I said 50 people were killed, friends, with an AK-47. Some might be asking the question, Bradley, what's your point? Well, the point is obvious. In America, the people have been so diverted and conditioned to highlight the weapons and even going into great specificity of the weapons used that they are simply overlooking the very ones that are making the choice to commit the crime by pulling the trigger. Much like the corruption in government on a daily basis, we're told of the corruption of the president, a corrupt judge, a representative. The list of crimes goes on, and yet them that are committing the crimes are still there in many cases, even after 15 and 20 years later, only to commit another crime tomorrow. And this all takes place in America because the American people have left off justice, which guards our liberties. Have you taken the time to read the Bible upon which our republic rests? Have you taken the time to read your founding documents?
So did you get the point, friends? It's like we spend so much time, and this is what I'm going to highlight when we come back on the other side. We spend so much time highlighting in great specificity the crimes of repeat criminals, regardless of what capacity that they are incumbent or operate in and through in government. When are the American people going to take responsibility in dealing with those that are pulling the trigger, those that are responsible for the crimes? We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
By the way, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. GCN, you guys are awesome. I totally appreciate you guys back there. June on the other side of the glass over here producing the show. Totally appreciate it. Just wanted to let you know, I had quite a few orders go out yesterday concerning this modification of this brand new comic book that was done by that of Danny Bulinati. And he's an artist for DC Comics and Marvel. And he wrote out my testimony. It took us about a year and a half to 2 years to make this. We just got a new cover on this thing, and it is fantastic. We're going to do our best to see if we can't get it on bookshelves across the country. We'll see what happens. But that is our goal. For those that do not know, do you know that the Chinese use comic books? And by the way, we have this done for 12 years now. But Chinese use comic books to indoctrinate the children there. Just so you know. And it's exactly what they're doing in America. Just ask Disney. They'll help you understand what I'm trying to tell you. They're trying to indoctrinate the children by molesting their minds before their bodies. And that's exactly the truth of the matter, along with the help of corruption in government. We all know this. If they can't kill your kids, they want to molest your kids. Well, that's the truth, right? But I had quite a few of these orders go out today. We just got a brand new, we got two, what do you call them? Two stacks of them out there. We just did another order, and if you guys would like to get one of these, please do. But I'd also ask that you consider supporting the ministry by becoming a son or a daughter of liberty. Also wanted to let you know, too, by the way, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store. These are free. If you want one of these guys, I will send you one of these. These are absolutely free. The only thing you have to do is pay for shipping. That's all I ask. There's no little scam. There's no little unspoken here, friends. If you want one, I want to send you one. The number one response, and I've heard it unsolicited time and time again, we've given tens of hundreds of thousands of these out across the country, namely in public schools. is I couldn't set it down. If you'd like to get one of these, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store, go to info, email us, and then go ahead and do your thing. Give us your phone number, we'll give you a call, and then, like I said, you pay for the shipping, which should probably be $2 or $3. It's all yours for free. Let's get over to the main topic here. 1-866-582-9933. I just highlighted the American politician in the AK-47. So what we do in this country, and people are totally caught up to it, and with it, it's like the Epicureans and the Stoics. They love to talk of new matters. And that's what people do. They sit around and they wait for the next hot topic. And Americans have been conditioned to listen to the next corrupt move by another one of the politicians that's been busted 10 times, 30 times, 50 times over, and yet they're still incumbent. They're still in government. And so when I'm going back and forth highlighting the fact that, did you hear about it? 50 people were killed with an AK-47 this week. I did that on purpose to get it into your heads and hearts to understand this is how you're being conditioned in America. And it's not being done by the bad guys alone. It's being done by the conservatives that continuously change the topic day after day after day after day concerning the issues that need to be dealt with. Some people may say, well, Bradley, you keep pounding the same nail. Yeah, you better bet your bottom dollar I'm pounding the same nail. Because many people are distracted away from another topic while they failed to deal with the last topic, and that's why you have the same repeat criminals in government today, because you didn't stop them when you were made aware of their first crime. Folks, don't just highlight the fact that the gun killed 50 people. Go to the person that's pulling the trigger and deal with them, and then and there, and only then and there, will it stop. This is simple understanding. Here, let me say it this way. Okay, so the new thing now is snake venom, right? Snake venom's the new talk. This is what we're hearing. This is one of the things that I've been inundated by all these professed Christians that are not Christians. It's a lack of Christianity. They're not overcoming. They're succumbing. And what are they reporting? They're reporting the evil report, not the good report. Read Numbers 13. Joshua and Caleb and 250 others went up because they were commanded by Moses, by God, through Moses, to go get the good of the land and bring it back and show the children of Israel. Isn't that right? That's right. What happened? Joshua and Caleb came back and said that we are more than able to overcome the land, and we will have the good of the land. Here is the fruit. I'm showing you we can do it. What does the Bible say? Not just 250 people that went up and seen the good of the land, they brought back the evil report. Well, Joshua and Caleb, who were wholly of a different spirit, they were the ones that were given the promise by God because they understood what Scripture meant, that you will eat the good of the land if we're willing and obedient. Okay? You know the Lord destroyed those people that didn't believe? Yep. And I see it all day long. The big thing now, friends, is did you see what they're putting inside of these experimental jabs? It's snake venom. Yeah, but wait a second. Let's go back. How many times was Anthony Fauci busted talking out outside of both sides of his mouth? How many times did RFK expose his crimes against children in New York? How many times was Pfizer exposed? How many times was Moderna exposed? How many times were other, AstraZeneca, how many times were they exposed? How many times was Johnson & Johnson exposed? All linked right back to Fauci and the CDC and the WHO and Bill Gates. How many times were they exposed? This is how the people in this country are continuously undoing themselves before their enemies. They continuously listen to those that don't believe the good report. God promised that he'll destroy those people. And guess what, friends? He did destroy those that didn't believe. But he said Caleb will go in. He said Joshua will go in. Why? Because they were wholly of a different spirit. They believed the spirit of the living God. And I guarantee you, just like those that came up against Moses, Korah, Dathan, and Abram. They said, we be as holy as you. What, are you the only one that the Lord speaks to? Wait a second. To he who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Remember, Moses said that there will be a prophet raised up unlike unto me, in that of Deuteronomy 18, verse 15, and also in the book of Acts, chapter 3, he said he will be raised up like unto me, just like Moses. What was his name? His name was Jesus. And the Lord said that they will be held accountable for every word that he speaks. Every word. Okay? Now, I'm going back to this because I want you to get this. Folks, how many times have these people been exposed? Why is it a big ado now that all of a sudden they came out and they said that these experimental jabs have snake venom in them? So what? Do we need to keep going inside to understand detail for detail for detail for detail for detail for detail concerning those that are responsible for shooting the 50 people with the AK-47? Because this is how you've been conditioned, Americans. You already know their names. You already know what they're responsible for. You already know they have been violating the law. You know, it's funny. I'm sitting here listening during the last break. Did you hear about how the judge said that she just struck down Joe Biden's unconstitutional mandate? Notice it took him 2.5 years to do it. We knew this 2.5 years ago. Why wasn't it stopped then? Because they're working it out together, so they think. It's for their bad, not for their good. Mark the words of the living God. They think that they're getting one over on the people. They are not. They are sowing to the flesh, and they themselves, individually and corporately, will reap corporately. And what will they reap? Those that sow to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. They will reap exactly what they sowed. For every lie, they'll reap a lie. For every murder, they're going to reap a murder. Rest assured, the Lord is thorough in judgment. Rest assured. But why is it that the American people are all excited about this new guy by another conservative talking head changing the topic day after day, has another doctor on to tell you a little bit of a different story than the one that told you before concerning the same crimes of the same people? How is it that you're entertained by that? How is it that you don't see what I'm saying? I had a guy this morning tell me, he calls up and he says, can you come and talk at this convention? He said, he goes, I miss you in my backyard. He goes, I like knowing you're here. Yep, I'm the guy people call when they get in trouble. They feel safe somehow. But what's interesting is he said it's interesting because when you leave, they don't do anything about it. I know. I said, but I'm still doing my job, buddy. Here's the bottom line. They're accountable for what they know. They're accountable for what they do concerning the knowledge that was given them. And they're accountable for the knowledge that they undo or leave undone for what they do and what they don't do. They are accountable for it. Therefore, my work is not null and void. Theirs is if they don't respond to the truth. Because truth demands a response. And here's the thing. You are now hearing about this snake venom, right? Highlighting the AK-47 in great specificity. But again, it all comes back to the fact that you already knew who was responsible for it in the first place. And guess what? It's going to go on, and it's going to go on until the American people put an end to all of it. Because God is not going to do for you, America, what you failed to do. God has blessed America, and now it's time for you to bless God. Amen? Love you by what we do.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW.
paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.